Now, ask the experts on News 95.7. Your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
It's Saturday morning. This is Ask the Experts. Hope you're having a great day out there. It is a bit of a wet one, so to speak. So some of this information out there may be of interest to you today, and I'm going to share a story. But first, let's welcome back to the program, as he's here quite frequently, is Corey Mosier from Ridgeback Basement Systems. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing great, Dan. It's raining out there.
It is raining out there. You know what? I was driving home from work yesterday, and it was in the middle of one of those torrential downpours that we saw, and I was in the Bears Road area right by Connaught, and that intersection always just floods, and the water at that point, and it was just one of those quick things. And I would imagine it had something to do with the leaves. But the water was up over the curb in some spots. And I thought, geez, I wonder how many people are sitting at this light right now thinking, I wonder if my basement's wet today. Because we've had a pretty dry summer. Maybe not in the front of mind anymore. But watching the water in that intersection yesterday, it sort of said, you know what, I'm going to have Corey about that. But Corey, before we get too far into this, let's tell the people out there what it is that that Ridgeback Basement Systems is and does.
Well, Dan, we're part of the largest waterproofing network there is in the world, and we service the Maritime Provinces, so New Brunswick, PEI, and Nova Scotia, of course, and we provide solutions to homeowners or property managers, commercial structures, or I'll say disaster recovery people or inspectors that are out there. And what we do, we provide this information or solutions on a daily basis. And we solve those wet basement problems, those nasty crawl spaces, those dirt floor basements. And we also do a lot of foundation and structural repair.
So basically, all things basement-y.
Yeah, that's it, Dan. You remember the word.
Corey, you know, for some of us out there, we can't really grasp the reason why. And the reason why I ask that question is, you know, you might be living in a house for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, some even longer, or you've been living in a place for some time and we've gone through some significant storms and your basement has been dry. And then suddenly, maybe not in the biggest storm of the year, or maybe not even a big storm at all, suddenly you go downstairs one day and there's that trickle of water there. And I don't know, you probably hear it every day. My basement's never leaked before. Why is it leaking now? Why do basements leak?
Yeah, we do get that comment. You know, there's homes that 20 years, you know, dry as a bone. Or we also get the homeowners that's in panic, you know, year one, first rainfall that the home was built. But there's a number of reasons, but there's three real, I'll say, the most common reasons that are out there. And one of those key reasons is called hydrostatic pressure. And that's a fancy word for water pressure. And what's going on there is water's heavy. And as the soil around your home becomes soaked with moisture, that soil will expand. And really, the weight of the water will press against your foundation. So that's known as, what we said, hydrostatic pressure. And as that pressure builds up against your foundation, water will work its way through any way possible. So that's one of the key reasons that we see.
Give you as small as a pinhole.
Yeah. Water finds the easiest way in. It's there's no doubt about that. Another one that we see, and we see it a lot here in Halifax, it's called the clay bowl effect. And where I'm going with that is your home is comprised with a lot of soil around your foundation called backfill. And that soil is loose and it's fluffy and it's happened that way because of excavation. But meanwhile, underneath or around that backfill is untouched soil, virgin soil. And what's going on there is that soil may have never been touched and it's settled. It could be hundreds of years. It could be thousands of years. And what'll happen is that'll compact and the soil won't allow that water to drain down into the earth.
Creates a bowl.
Exactly.
We've all seen ceramic bowls and we've all seen, you know, we go to pottery and that kind of thing. Pottery's made out of clay.
For sure. So now that water is just pooling around your foundation. So
and then it finds a way in, right?
Yeah. Kind of your basement is sitting in a bowl of water. And then that hydrostatic pressure, because the water's heavy, will start to force its way in. And the other one, which is really common as well, is that when your home would have been originally built, they would have put some sort of waterproofing system in on the
outside. Weeping tile.
Drainage systems, whatever it was. You know, it could have been in the old days, simple as tar being, you know, painted on your foundation on the outside to stop some of that moisture from coming through your walls. Or they used to call it a weeping tile, like you said, but now it's more of a drainage system, filter fabrics to carry that water away. Well, over time, that can end up clogging. It could be a simple thing like a tree root will get into that plastic pipe, and then dirt gets in and it starts to clog. The bottom line is it's just not doing its job and not carrying that water away. So more water is sitting outside your foundation.
And they go down the hydrostatic pressure route again.
Once again, yeah.
And it finds its way in. Corey, and I think we can all feel with the people that, you know, have 3 feet of water in their basement. I mean, that's a pretty serious thing. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that you can't have 3 feet of water in your basement because it will ruin things very quickly. But how about the person that has that trickle or that small little leak that's, you know, really the basement's not finished and, you know, it goes down the drain in the middle of the floor or into my sump or my sump pump gets rid of it. I got my stuff up on blocks or I don't put anything down there that I don't think is going to get ruined. Why, what's the bad thing with having a wet basement if it, you know, you have a way to get rid of the water?
Yeah. And I mean, we see this too, Dan. There's a number of negative side effects to having that wet basement. And, you know, some homeowners, exactly what you're saying, they'll put up with that little trickle of water. But it's what that water leads to. And water typically jacks up the humidity. So now you're into a damp environment. And when that humidity increases, it creates an environment for some of the nasty things that can happen. You know, there's the number one indoor allergen, like dust mites. And since the water and humidity is creating and generating dust mites, that nastiness that we've talked about over the years, mold, there's also impacts to your structure. So homeowners can start to see, you know, whether it's the wood or their joists or things like that, that'll start to deteriorate and potentially rot.
I mean, you look at some of the structures that you have outside that are made out of wood, your deck, the picnic table, those kind of things. If they're not protected, if they're not stained or they don't have the wood preservative in them, you can see what happens when they're exposed to water, snow, rain, and all that stuff, they start to deteriorate. Now, if you don't fix the or address that problem inside your basement, that same thing is happening to the support structure of your house.
For sure. And I mean, we even see a lot of homeowners with smells. And homeowners are wondering why they're, you know, sometimes when they enter their home, people can instantly, what's that smell?
And you can instantly smell it. And it doesn't take long, and it's not like you get nose blind to it. It's, you walk in and you say, that's a wet basement. You can smell it right away, and that's what you're breathing in.
Yeah, and a lot of that smell, the majority of the time, that smell, that odor that is in the air, that's usually mold, which once again goes back to moisture being in and around a basement. It's damp and things like that, and providing an environment for mold growth.
Houses are designed in the what you call, you said last week, they called the stack effect.
Yeah.
And your basement is a big open area. Even if it's finished, it's still a big open area. And a good portion of the air that you and your kids and your animals are breathing comes out of that basement.
Yeah, it's true. Up to 50% of your air on your main level, your main living space, is coming from your basement. Air fills into your basement and goes out your attic. So if you got problems in your basement, and we've seen, and I'm not trying to scare our listening base by any means, but we've been in so many homes in their basement, and you look up at the basement ceiling, and there's so much grossness, being that mold and things. And I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I can pretty much guarantee that no doctor's going to say that mold's okay for you. And if you're breathing that in, we see a number of homeowners that are wondering why they have aggravated asthma or have some side effects and things like that. Well, if you had a half-decent basement and didn't have all those issues, I mean, we try to promote as much as possible, let's get you a healthy home. And that comes back to, let's get you a dry basement.
Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here in Halifax. Corey Mosher from Ridgeback Basement Systems is here for the next 20 minutes or so, and he'll be here to answer your questions. Corey, you may have already answered this, but, you know, if you have a basement that, you know, isn't really, really wet, or, you know, the the trickle only comes, say, in the spring when the snow melts, or when we get one of those 100-millimeter storms that we get here on occasion. Why is it important that you just you fix it?
Well, Dan, from our experience, the problem usually doesn't go away. And I mean, that's just common sense anyways. If I don't fix it, don't do anything about it, it may not go away. And that might have been homeowners thinking that, well, that was a flood once in a century. But as we discussed last week's show,
it's happening every year now.
It's happened on an annual basis or even sooner.
Yeah.
So what we realize is that problem usually will only get worse as well. If we don't take care of it, foundation problems from our experience, they never cure themselves on their own. And typically, as problems get worse, they cost more. So that can be on that structural end. We'll actually do a show probably next week. I think our topic's going to be a little focused towards real estate. But we see it in our business that resale value is definitely impacted. So homeowners that have that wet, nasty basement and they're living in it, that when it comes time for them to sell their house, it's definitely going to be impacted on the selling price.
Probably would be the first thing that at least I would look at when I went into a house. I would wander down to the basement just to see, because of all the issues that we just talked about.
Yeah, nobody wants to buy a house with a problem, really. You know, why do you want to buy that other problem? Safety, health concern. Homeowners should really get this looked at. Going right back to what we talked about earlier, you're breathing a lot of air that comes out of your basement. So the occupants that are living there, you want to live in a healthy home. We even see a lot of critters. I'll use that word. They like that nasty environment. So in many cases, whether it's rodents or things like that, they'll live in that damp, nasty environment a lot more than they will in a beautiful finished basement. In many cases, what we tell our homeowners is we say fix it now. And of course, since we're the leading experts in this field, we want them to fix it with us.
And then it's done. Yeah. And then you don't have to worry about it anymore. Yeah. Putting some lipstick and mascara on it probably might fix it for the time being. It might look good for a year or 2 years, but it's eventually coming back.
Yeah, even our homeowners realize that they're going to pay for it, whether it's today or in the future. And being in the future is when they go to sell their house. So why not live in that healthy home and pay a lot less today to get it fixed?
Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here locally in Halifax. You're listening to Ask the Experts on News 95.7. Oh, What a Night is the song, and it could be Oh, What a Night if you wake up to a basement full of water. And if you did, we really feel bad for you, but we have the solution for you here. Corey Mosher from Ridgeback Basement Systems is here. Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000. Corey, last week we talked about some of the things that your company does, and we've often talked about the nasty crawl space.
Mm.
And during the week, I got an email from a listener. Her name was Marie, and she's from Lower Sackville. And she said that she has a dirt floor basement. So the whole basement's one of those dugout, you know, the ones we're talking about, like my grandmother's basement. But she says she has some really big rocks in it. You know, in Halifax, that's a normal.
Yeah, Marie's not the only one, that's for sure.
She says it's starting to stink. Is there anything that can be done other than getting the jackhammer out and knocking those rocks up?
Yeah, you know, Dan, and we see that a lot here in our city. And they're not full basements. They're usually like 3, 4, 5 feet in that area. And they didn't dig it out because that's a big rock and it just costs so much to remove it. And that goes right back to, yeah, we can remove that and we can work around that. But really, that's a lot of labor hours and a very costly adventure to be on. One of the things that we do with those, even the dirt floor crawl spaces, and we treat that rock the exact same way, is we use a fancy word called encapsulation. And really, what we're doing with that, in layman's terms, I'll say, we'll use a pool liner, something that people can understand a little bit more. So we're going to take this pool liner.
But the pool liner breathes.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It doesn't. It's antimicrobial, so no mold, no mildew, or anything can attach itself to it. It's super, super tough. Like, this product's so tough, I even warranty it for 25 years. So it's a plastic liner. It's completely different than that, I'll say, the 6 mil poly that you buy at your local hardware store that rips and tears and you can't even walk on it.
It's slippery and that kind of thing.
I mean, I wouldn't play a game of football down there with spikes on, but it's super, super tough. You can't tear it with your hands by any means. So what we do is go up the sides of your foundation wall and completely cover your foundation floor. So your floor, that rock, anything that's in there, we wrap over it. So that's going to stop all that nastiness, once again, from coming up into your basement, whether it's the humidity that's coming up in, or whether it's organic rot or smells, or which is a big buzz now called radon.
Radon, for sure. Yeah. Naturally occurring, a form part of uranium.
Yeah. Well, listen to you.
Hey, I do my homework around here. Corey, that makes a lot of sense. And the very interesting part about that is if that rock's big, you don't know where it is.
Yeah.
So if you start jackhammering it, or I don't know, I don't think you use dynamite because you probably blow up your house, but you don't know if that rock extends underneath the foundation or where it goes. So this is an easier solution, less intrusive solution.
Absolutely.
And you can be done for the most part in a day.
Yeah, in and out in a day in these situations. I mean, first and foremost, when we look at, and of course we would have one of our basement specialists connect with Marie and do a complete inspection to see what is, you know, what's the full problem there. And Marie may have mold up in the corner of her basement, something that we want to tackle and take care of. Marie might have water or puddles of water in her basement. Well, what I don't want to do is just enclose this and encapsulate it and turn it into a waterbed all of a sudden. So we got to take care of that water and how it's getting in there too, right? So there's a step in a logical process that we would do.
The interesting part about that is that you not only will you eliminate that smell, not only will you eliminate all the things that we talked about before the break, but you can use that space again.
Yeah, great usable space.
Instead of buying the storage locker, you can use your basement again.
Yeah, we've actually done a number of jobs with homeowners that rent storage lockers. And I'm not there to put them out of business, but I'm here to help that homeowner get usable space back and get a healthy home. So it's providing that storage space. And it was actually one of my simplest sales I ever made. I worked with a homeowner, and that homeowner was spending $300 a month on storage. So that's $3,600 for a lot less than $3,600 per year. I was able to get that homeowner completely, you know, do a great job, encapsulate a healthier home, a more efficient home based on energy efficiency, because damp air costs a lot more to heat, and give him some insulative value to it as well. And now he's got storage space. It's a no-brainer for that homeowner.
Okay, Corey, lots of good stuff today. You know, people out there thinking, all right, I've got a problem, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do I fix it?
Well, we do provide free estimates, Dan. And with that, we would have one of our basement specialists come to the property and work with that homeowner. And our specialists will complete an inside inspection. They'll complete an outside inspection. And really, what that homeowner wants to accomplish, we'll build a plan around that. So we see homeowners, like I was saying before, with Marie, she might want to take care of that mold up in the corner. Some homeowners might want to regain usable space for storage. Some homeowners may have a major structural issue, a bowing wall, that could be a safety concern that we can address as well. Or some homeowners, when we look outside and rain today, may have 3 inches of water on it, and they just want it to stop and they want to correct it. So with that, one of the biggest things that we notice with our customers is they just want that peace of mind that's out there. And that's one of the things that we can provide. You know, they want to go to sleep knowing that they don't have that wet basement, or they want to be able to travel knowing that they don't have that issue.
But why not just use my brother-in-law? My brother-in-law says he knows how to fix basements.
Oh, Chuck in a truck or Johnny pickup truck? Johnny pickup truck, yeah. One of the biggest things, Dan, is that we're basement specialists. This is all we do. We're not the same guys shingling your roof. We're not that guy putting that siding on your house. And now we're not that guy that's attempting to do something in your basement. This is all we do. Anything below ground, we're specialists in. And our basement specialists do oodles of training. They actually travel to the U.S. on a regular basis to do some training down there. And we have access to some really, really unique products that Johnny Pickup Truck doesn't have access to. We use products that are engineered and developed specific for these tough basement situations. So if we look at inside strategies, instead of running to our local plumbing store and just getting a pump, we use the top quality gear. We've got the best pumps there are out there, and could be a drainage system instead of just having some pipe that the local plumbing store would sell. I've got 10 different styles of pipe because every situation is different. So we want to use the best product for that situation.
And, you know, if you don't have those tools, you know, everything gets fixed with a hammer, right?
Yeah. If all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
It does look like a nail. Corey, and you guys, not only have access to all this technology and have the state of the art training, but you also back up what you do.
Yeah, we got a great warranty, Dan. We provide a lifetime warranty, and that lifetime warranty is transferable. So we don't really care who's living in the home, and there's no charge to transfer the warranty. So that's really neat on that real estate side of things, that a homeowner selling or buying. It's just a name change in our database. And one of the other really, really unique things that we are able to offer our homeowners to give them that that peace of mind once again is we have a nationally backed warranty. And what I mean there is, hypothetically, if we won the lottery tomorrow and decided to sell our little business and close our doors, our homeowners would still be taken care of or looked after because we're part of the Basement Systems Network. And this is all spelled out in writing for our homeowners that our big brother down in the U.S. will invest the, whether it's the manpower or the money to make things right.
So Johnny Pickup Truck probably can't do that.
No. Well, you know, a lot of Johnny Pickup Trucks are the same guys that, you know, doing the sales, doing the service, going to collect the money, that sort of stuff.
And it goes back to what we talked about before. If you have a problem and you realize it's a problem and, you know, this is affecting the resale value of your house, it's affecting the air that you breathe, which is a health issue for you and your family and your dog, you're going to do it right. And if you're going to do it right, why not do it right the first time?
Yeah. We do mention to our homeowners, how many times do you want to waterproof your basement?
That's true. Right. And, you know, it's disruptive. I know that you guys are in and out for the most part in a day on the inside jobs.
Yeah.
You know, but why go through that disruption three or four or five times down the road? Why not just do it right the first time and be done with it?
And Dan, you know, that goes back to us being specialists in this industry. Some homeowners will look at us, well, you're in and out in a day. Wow, what am I paying for here, really? You know, that's too quick of a job, whereas others would take a week, let's say. Well, our guys are so fine-tuned, and they are so good at what they do, and this is all we do. They've got it down to such a science that there's definitely a routine, and our guys are pros, and we're not sacrificing quality whatsoever for being, you know, in and out in a timely manner.
Corey, we've detailed lots of really great information today. People driving in the car want to know more. What's the best way that we can get in touch with you or somebody with Ridgeback Basement Systems to start that step, to get that clean, dry, healthy house?
Yeah, the easiest, and we throw it all out there on our internet website, and that's ridgebackbasement.ca. So once again, ridgebackbasement.ca. Loads of information. Our phone numbers, our contact information. Even homeowners can just type in an inquiry, and then we can reach out right back to that homeowner and schedule an appointment for one of our basement specialists.
And you'll get it done and get it done right. Corey, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
You bet, Dan.
Corey Mosier from Ridgeback Basement Systems. It really boils down to having a safe house, a dry house. And would you really want your kids crawling around in that nasty, ugly crawl space? Think about that. Thanks for joining us here on Ask the Experts. You have been listening to us on News 95.7.